This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So we're continuing in this series. We're calling it Upgrading Your Tefillah to be able to have perhaps some additional kavana in words that we're saying anyway. So we know that one of our main focuses and emphasis in our hearts and in our kavanas is our children. Everyone's dream is to have Zara Chaya V'Kayama, Zara D'Lo Yivsoik V'D'Lo Yivtol Mipiskamei Araisa. It is every parent's dream to have children who follow in the Darach HaTorah. But what's interesting is there are really no explicit places, for the most part, where Chazal have formulated a liturgy that we could daven for our children. So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Mem Zayin Siv Katan Yud is really citing the Shlach HaKadosh in the Shar HaOisiyos Ois Dalet Siman Chav Zayin. And the Mishnah Brura and the Shlach, based on the Shlach, gives us basically three intervals in the davening which are meyuchad, which are designated to be able to pray for one's children. So the Lashon of the Shlach, and this is codified by the Mishnah Brura, is the Tamid Tiyat Tfila Shigura Bifi Avaim. Always, at all times, a parent should frequently pray for their children, L'hispalal Al-Zaram, Sheyu Loim De Torah, that they should learn, V'tzadikim, they should be righteous, U'balei Midos Toivos, they should have good character, V'chavein B'moid Al-Zeh, V'berchas HaTorah, they should have a lot of kavana when they say Berchas HaTorah. In other words, the first interval that one could be mechavein to daven for their children is in Berchas HaTorah, when you say the words V'niya anachnu v'tze'etzo'inu, and we and our offspring should be Kulanu yoydei shemecha v'lam dei sarasecha l'shma. In other words, we're davening B'harev na Hashem alakinu esdivei sarasecha b'finu v'fi amcha b'yisov v'niya anachnu. We're asking Hashem to please sweeten the Torah in our mouths, in the mouths of our children, that we should all recognize you and learn your Torah Lishma. So the first important interval is Berchas HaTorah. Likewise, says the Shlach in Ahava Rabbah, when you say Avinu Av Harachamon, our Father, Merciful Father, Hamarachim, who has mercy, Rachim Aleinu, have mercy on us, V'sein B'libeinu, put in our hearts, L'havin U'lahaskel, to understand, to comprehend. And then, finally, says the Shlach HaKadosh, also when you say the words, Lema'an Leiniga Lorik V'Leineled Labahola, so that I did not toil for emptiness or give birth for confusion. When you say that tefillah towards the end of Uvalatzion, one should also have in mind the spiritual well-being of one's children. So what's interesting is that the Dalzer Rebbe once pointed out that in Shemoneh Esrei itself, though, which is incredible, here Chazal have codified all the needs of man, there it doesn't seem to be a tefillah to daven for one's children. And the Belzer Rebbe said, it's printed in the Siddur Avodas Hashem, that because it's such a chash of tefillah, so that the malachim are not mekatreg on this tefillah, and it should be accepted baratzayin, there is no explicit tefillah for banim, and hatzlacha bebanim. Everyone has to daven from the depths of their heart, but there is a remez. He says when they say, now there are two versions of this, I think what I'm about to say is the more correct version. He said when you say the words, L'dar v'dar, Noyde l'cha, Nesabti osech, Moyde manach l'osh, we say, Moyde manach l'osh, Atahu Hashem l'ikeinu, v'lekev seinu. We say the lashon of Moydim. So in the liturgy of Moydim, we say Li'olam va'ed, Tzor chayenu, Magin yishenu, Atahu, L'dar v'dar, Noyde l'cha. So when we say those words, L'dar v'dar, the Belzer Rebbe said, that is the interval in Shemoneh Esrei that one could be mechavein for Hatzlacha b'banim. But it's sort of hidden, and it's not explicit to protect us from the kitrug of the malachim. There is a version that what he said was, when you say L'dar v'dar, Nagid Godlecha, but that would be somewhat questionable, because that is only said in Nusach Ashkenaz, and in Bells they daven the Nusach Sfar based on the Rizal. But that's a fourth interval. The fourth interval would be L'dar v'dar noyde l'cha in Moedim. I would humbly add a fifth interval that one could be mispalo for the success of their children, and that is in Eloikai Netzar, and this is actually Toisus. Toisus in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. Toisus says, what do the words mean? V'navshi ke'afra la'koltia. My soul should be like dust for everyone, which I always understood to mean we're asking God that we should be humble, we should not pay attention to insult and the like. However, Tosfos says the tefillah v'nafshi ka'afal kol tia is just like afar is not mekabel destruction, just like dirt is not mekabel kliya, just like dust can never be consumed, can never be destroyed forever, so too may it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my descendants should never be destroyed. Just like you can't destroy the earth, so my descendants also should be eternal. Like we say, V'hoya zaracha ka'afar ha'aretz, which according to Tosfos doesn't necessarily mean that our children should be as numerous as the sand, but rather what it means is my children should be eternal, like the dirt can never be destroyed. So these are five intervals that one is able to daven for one's children. Again, v'niyah anachnu v'tzatza'enu, v'seim b'libeinu l'havenu l'haskel and ahava rabba, or you could add and finally the Belzer Rebbe said that when you say these words, these words cannot even be said without being yorei demais, without shedding bitter tears, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be mekabel our tefilos. May the Ribbono Shel Olam grant us banu v'nei banim oiskem atarva mitzvos al Yisrael shalom.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.